Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, Julia Fellow and I speak to the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. She's always bubbly and full of life and has really good information and cool ideas for things to check out in our state. This week, the conversation focused on art and culture. All right, let's bring in our friend Ann Sayers, is the travel secretary, and she is with us. Ann, so good to have you here.
So good to be here. Hi.
Arts and culture, I think this is something that we don't talk enough about in Wisconsin because we really perform well when it comes to arts and culture, don't we?
We really do. Art schools, museums, festivals, so many outlets for expression and creativity across the state.
And you can channel your inner artiste at a Wisconsin art school.
Yes, you can pick up a new hobby, maybe hone your skills by planning an art retreat. Art centers and schools are great places for all ages to learn. The Clearing Folk School, this is in Ellison Bay. It's an excellent choice. They offer an experience that combines learning history, traditions, social interaction, and quiet reflection. You can choose between one-day classes to week-long retreats, and it's just this natural beauty of Door County. The Clearing has been teaching visitors to paint, quilt, carve, write poetry, and more for 90 years now.
Wow.
And you can make Mineral Point, your next arts destination during an unforgettable visit to Shake Rag Alley Center for the Arts. This Mineral Point, this popular art school is spread out. It's on a gorgeous, like, park-like campus. The ideal setting to become inspired for whatever interests you. And they have everything. The workshops and retreats cover topics from watercolors and blacksmithing to glass blowing and even cooking Italian stromboli.
Whoa, that sounds really cool.
I love that.
Blow some glass, cook some stromboli. That sounds like a Friday night for Julia.
That sounds like a Mercure night.
And let's talk about what's going on in the Fox Cities.
Oh, I love this one. The art scene is thriving in the Fox Cities. Appleton has a big one coming up later this month. You can plan your trip between July 31st and August 3rd for Mile of Music. It's one of Wisconsin's most unique music festivals. You're going to dance along to 200 artists. They play at 40 different venues. They're all performing original music. And the best part is that nearly every single show is free to attend. So check that out. And when you're in the Fox Cities, be sure to visit the Bergstrom Mahler Museum of Glass. This museum is in neighboring Neenah. It's home to the world's largest public display of glass paperweights. I bet you didn't know that, along with other stunning glass work. And then you can add a little abracadabra to your Appleton getaway and visit the History Museum at the Castle. This museum hosts an interactive exhibit celebrating Harry Houdini. He was raised in Appleton. He considered it his hometown. And then while you're there, you could book a room at the Copperleaf Hotel. Adorable boutique overnight stay, sleek and luxurious look and feel of this hotel. And it's right there, centrally located, so you're in the heart of all the action.
That's super interesting with Harry Houdini. Okay, and also art fairs and festivals to visit for the rest of the summer.
I have so many fun ideas for you. So one is you could travel up I-43 this weekend and you can watch art being made before your eyes because Manitowoc is hosting the Wisconsin Sand Sculpting Festival Saturday, July 19th, Sunday, July 20th. Its semi-pro sand sculptors are going to craft sand artwork both days as part of a competition, and they're really, really good. I was so lucky to be a judge one year.
Ooh,
it's incredible.
Fun.
Yeah, you can enjoy, there's like live performances happening, food trucks, vendor booths in between, checking out all these dazzling displays of sand art. Very cool. Or you could head to Lake Geneva next month for the 45th Art in the Park Festival. This is taking place August 9th through 10th. It's more than 80 distinguished artists exhibiting a variety of media, including pottery, printmaking, glass, pastels, and more. Super family-friendly event. There's a make-and-take art project you can do with the kids. They'll love that. And then for one more idea, you could browse work from local artists at Platteville's Hometown Festival Craft and Vendor Fair. That's on July 26th. You'll enjoy a morning of strolling through City Park, browsing the stalls of regional craftspeople, and listening to live music in the gazebo.
That sounds so nice, Anne. Okay, so if you could master any form of art, what would you be most interested in? Ceramics, painting, sculpting. Ooh, maybe that cool movie thing, like where you do the little pottery wheel. What would you?
In the movie Ghost?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
That was the sexiest scene of all time.
And you're so funny. So which would it be?
Can I pick? I think the first thing that occurred to me, I'm thinking dance.
Sand, you said?
Dance.
Dance.
Oh, dance. Oh, that's good.
I'd like to be a beautiful dancer.
Oh, like a swan.
That's wonderful.
Yes, like a swan.
Anne Sayers the Swan. I like that. I like that.
Well, I have a lot of work to do. We're going to call me that.
Anne, it's always fun when you're with us. Thanks for spending some time with us.
So nice to have you. Thanks.
Travel Wisconsin on Wisconsin's Afternoon News is sponsored by TravelWisconsin.com. All right. Always good to catch up with Ann Sayers. Also good today to catch up with Deb Wolf from Germanfest and John Everett from Road America. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. If you'd like more information, check out that website for Wisconsin, TravelWisconsin.com. If you'd like specific info on the show, you can find that at WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercure. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're back next week for another edition of Experience Wisconsin.